Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am neither Tony Romo or Scooter from the Muppets, but I am your professional handicap host, James Cox.
Hey, and I am commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room, but only when I'm playing the drums. I am your endless source of useless music knowledge. My name is Blake Mosley, a.k.a. Brosley, a.k.a. Emo Bemo.
And
Brosley Cyrus. A dance mom? I guess today I'm a dance mom.
You're Brosley Cyrus. You're Brosley Cyrus.
No, I'm not a dance mom. Never mind.
No.
Not a dance mom. What am I?
I thought we discussed your Brosley Cyrus.
Oh, yes, Brosley Cyrus. Sorry, I have to update that for my intro, which you can now purchase
a picture of Brosley Cyrus, and it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Pretty rad.
Yeah. Go buy a shirt.
Yep. And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like the other guys here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you I'm not a regular mom. I'm also not a dance mom or a stage mom or a momager or any of those. So, yeah, those are the moms I'm not.
But yeah, it's all about the moms that you're not.
Because it is. Actually, there's a whole lot about that is, like...
Okay.
The mom that you don't want to be and the mom you're not, in addition to the mom you are and how you show up for your kids. Like, it's
true that
it's all of it.
Hey, Blake, did you just down some coffee? Like, go
that I did.
Down.
Jesus, you bet I did. I just threw it back and it just slid down my gullet, and I am good to go.
There you go.
Rock and roll.
I was about
roll,
to
baby.
Ask if that reminded you of your college days, but something tells me that that wasn't you.
That wasn't me. No, I didn't drink in my college days. To let it be known, I did not drink in my college days. That was not something that I did at that time. I mean, I drink from time to time now, and it's like I'm like a one and done kind of guy. just because I casually do it. Like, never wanted to get blitzed and like, you know, forget the eat the whole evening or anything like that. But no, I do guzzle coffee like that pretty frequently though.
Well, especially when it gets to like, I know with tea for me, if it gets like my hot tea gets to a certain point where like it's almost too cold. It's still warm enough. Yeah. Like I'll chug it so that it's not that weird room temperature. So yeah. So does this mean that like neither of you all have done a keg stand in your
youth? No. I would never do anything like that.
Oh, me either. You're right. Never mind.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah, just kidding.
Yeah. Have you ever done
now,
this?
Now James, different story. He invented the keg stand.
I do the handstand first and then I swig it, you know.
Keg stands are wild. College was a wild time.
Yeah.
This is one of those times where I'm so grateful that there was not a lot of digital media at that point in the world in my life.
True that. I'm glad you said that too, because that reminds me of something we're going to talk about a little bit later when we talk about like our adolescence and like social media and smartphones and like things maybe we did whenever we were young and stupid. Right. And then like, thank God it wasn't as publicly advertised as it is with some people who are celebrities, that ties in very well. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing is like, I know for my age, James as well, like, you know, I didn't have my first email address until I was, you know, just out of high school. I think it was my like the summer between my freshman or my senior year of high school and freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And I still have that email. It's a Hotmail account. I'm not sure. I don't think you can get Hotmail accounts anymore. I don't know.
I don't think so, but I hear about people who have Hotmail accounts now, and I'm like, heck yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But here's the reason I still have the Hotmail account is because that was like it wasn't just my first email, right? But it was also the email that everyone has. Like, I know that somebody that I know in college might still have that email as a way to get in touch with me. And so I don't want to get rid of it. Now I don't really use that like to send to things. It's kind of my junky email, right? It's the one that like if I sign up for a newsletter or, you know, I want that 15% off, whatever that goes there.
That's where you send all the spam.
I also don't want to get rid of it because like what if somebody wants to get in touch with me? And I'm also saying that as somebody that has quite literally had the same phone number for 20 years.
Yeah, I get it.
Two numbers, I think. When I first got my cell phone, I've had two numbers. So I don't know.
And
well,
Blake's
I got
probably
a question. No, I've only had two phone numbers my whole life too. Just two. So I kept it very, very simple. But I've got a question for you guys because we're talking about you know, our younger days and the celebration of you know, whatever and how we choose to celebrate these things. And there was a certain holiday that happened on Saturday, of which a lot of people seem to enjoy and take part in. And that would be Record Store Day. So how did you guys enjoy your Record Store Day? And how did you spend that Record Store Day? Because that's the only holiday that happened on April 20th.
So. That is the only on 420. That is, you know, okay. I'm taking a far left turn here for a second.
Okay.
Until recently, I did not realize that I believe that is also Hitler's birthday, which is just an interesting, like, random fact.
Is it really?
I'm gonna double check, but I am like,
I'm gonna look it up. It was
okay.
God. Yeah. Well. Happy not birthday to Hitler is what I
know.
Say.
Yes, but I just, it was one of those like weird random facts that, you know, popped up and I was like, isn't that interesting? You know, for National Record Day here, it was pouring rain all day. It was one of those, like, you don't want to get out of bed. Like, we just didn't do anything at all. And, you know, I've shared with the guys, like, it's been a really rough, like, week and a half for me. Just personally. And so I needed that, like, just by myself with my kids, you know, taking care of my soul. So yeah, I didn't get out, but there's a used bookstore, but they also sell records. And there was a whole line out the door, apparently, like people were camping out. So it's pouring rain and there's like 50 people camped out to get in and buy records, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, like, especially this day and age where you don't buy a record just because, like, and that is your first experience, like watching, you know, like, or listening to it for the first time. Like, it used to be like the excitement of like, oh, I got to go get this album. It's from my favorite band and I haven't listened to it. I hope it's good. You know, now we can just pull it up on Spotify and we'll listen to it or whatever. And that's exactly what we did because, you know, Miss Taylor Swift, absolutely graced us with another banger of an album, entitled, the Tortured Poets Department. And I love it. We listened to it like all day Friday while we were working. And then, like, you know, Record Store Day was Saturday. So the idea was like, hey, let's listen to the album Friday. Let's get our initial thoughts on it. And if we really like it, we'll go buy the vinyl. And then boom, she drops a surprise, like, extended edition of it, like another like double album with like 15 extra songs. That was not available on vinyl. Like, they sold four like variants with each one of them having like just one bonus track on each of the things. So we chose the record with our favorite bonus track, which was the Black Dog. I really like that one. I think it's really good. Yeah. So I've thoroughly enjoyed the new album. I was going to ask you, Amanda, I know you're a Swiftie. I don't know if you listened to the new one yet.
Okay. So I did not stay up late Thursday night to hear it, you know, at midnight because I'm old. Now I did, like, at the gym while I was on the treadmill, I was listening and also reading the lyrics at the same time because the lyrics are always fire.
Gut wrenching. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was kind of blown away. And I'm going to be real honest. To begin with, I was like, God, these sound the same.
Sure.
And I know that was like, and to be fair, it was 6:30 in the morning and I was on the treadmill and but I did listen to it. And then, like, the more I've listened to it, the more I'm like, oh, I really like that one. Oh, that's a good one.
Exactly. And, that's exactly how I felt. Yep.
It just, at the beginning, I was like, I wasn't unimpressed. I just wasn't like, I was like, I feel like I've heard this from her.
Sure. You're waiting on it to like take effect. Like, you're waiting for it to like, almost makes sense to you. And I feel like that's any album. Like, our first impressions of an album, because we already have it in our heads, like, this is how I want it to sound. So when it doesn't sound like that, we're kind of like, okay, I'm going to have to listen to it a few times. I even did that with the new Blink-182 album, and there's, I mean, that's my favorite band. You guys know how I feel about that band. Upon like re-listening to it, I was like, dude, good Lord, this whole thing is great from front to back. It is so good. And that is exactly how I felt about Taylor Swift's new album. Listening to it again all weekend, it has just been really good.
I'm like going here to, I'm looking at the,
I have not listened to her album.
Oh, you should listen to it, man. It is great. And you know, like there's been some people that are like, I don't know, this isn't my favorite one. But then like, if you think back to like Folklore, remember how much of a
I didn't like that throw off? The first, I didn't like that album
exactly.
At all.
A lot of people,
now
I really... a lot of people were like, no, yeah, they're, they're listening to Folklore and Evermore. And they're like, I don't know how I feel about that. And then here we are 4 years later. And now it's like everyone's top three. Because you find it's like it finally makes sense to you, right? And then you see it in a new light, and you start like you read the lyrics differently, you listen to it differently. You can hear the emotion like in her voice for some of the songs too, and you're just like, this is really good. This is really good. Depressing, but it's really good.
Yeah. I remember like what so the Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. I was in the car with my daughter and that song came on. It was the first time I'd really heard the lyrics, and I was like, who's afraid of little old you? Me. You just did a freaking world tour. You're dating like this football player, and you just recorded a double album. Yeah. Like, I'm afraid of you. I'm sorry. Have you met, like, but not maybe in the way that she intended, but no, I'm a little bit terrified of her because she's like, she's talented. Like, whether or not you like her music, I don't feel like many people. Many sane people, anyway, can be like, she doesn't have talent and she's not a hard worker.
Here's what I'm gonna say, because the common theme that I hear about, like, people, it's hard to find people who are casual Taylor Swift listeners, right? You're either all in and you consider yourself like a Swiftie, or you're like, you won't give her the chance and you just automatically hate her because the rest of the world loves her. So I feel like a lot of people, like a lot of neck beards, I think a lot of gatekeepers are very like anti Taylor Swift just because like she's popular. But like, if you take the time to get to learn what her songwriting style is, like, you realize pretty quickly, like, is she the best singer in the world? No, not even close. She doesn't claim to be either, but she is one of the best songwriters I have ever heard of.
And she's an incredible performer.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes, absolutely.
And here's the thing is, like, I don't know out there, like, if any of y'all have tried to sing and dance and do that for 3 hours straight with some costume changes thrown in. Like, do you know the level of fitness and like stamina that woman must have?
Exactly right.
And like the training that you go through with that. I mean, it's just so, it's hard for me to. I'm afraid of her. Yeah. Like that, like I said, who's afraid of little old me? Like I am. I'm afraid of her.
And you bring that up about her like performing and stuff. And like, you know how she trained for that? She ran on a treadmill for 3 hours while singing her songs.
So it's interesting because there was a video that I saw of something that we're going to discuss soon.
Yes, I saw that same video. Similar... I'm so glad we're on the same page with this whole thing, because James doesn't know.
Oh, James,
I know nothing.
And we are about to rock his world because first today all, we are talking. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Sidebar. Okay, so you all sidebar. Y'all like Justin Timberlake, right?
I like Justin Timberlake.
I'm agreeing with.
I like him.
I mean, he's fine.
Blake.
Yeah, he's all right.
There's Allie like Justin Timberlake because he's coming to Columbia for like one of his tours.
Interesting.
But beyond that, have you all listened to his new, seen his new video and heard his new song?
No, I have not. No, I wasn't aware.
I think it's called No Angels.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I think it's total crap.
Total crap. You heard it here PG. First.
I'm doing crap. PG.
PG. Yeah, let's keep it PG.
I've had other words to facilitate in there. But I figured this was a family show, you know, and yeah, so I think it's dog crap.
But, well, let's save it with this. How do you feel? You like Post Malone, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
The first single from the new Taylor Swift album is called Fortnite. Not spelled like the video game, spelled the actual proper way to spell Fortnite. Spoiler alert, it's not just a video game. But it is featuring Post Malone, and it is very good. He is also in the video. And there's a part where she has the same face tattoos that he does. It's really funny. But it's a really cool music video. It's very well done.
I love
Ethan Hawke is in it. That's cool. I love Ethan Hawke. He's the man.
The actor?
The actor, yeah. He is in the music video. So
I'm definitely gonna check that out. Yeah. I just love Post Malone and Taylor.
Do a reaction video. Video for our YouTube to the new Taylor Swift song.
So you said you have never met a casual Taylor fan guy, right?
No, I haven't. It's either all in or you hate her guts.
I'm your casual dude. Because
proven me knocking down barriers. Here we go. I don't
like her, but I don't not like her. You know what I'm saying? She's kind of like in between. She has good songs, she has bad songs. I don't Style from 1989 is my favorite, but that's just one song out of her plethora her catalog. So I'm your casual fan. So you can't say
there you
never met one because I'm it.
Prove me wrong.
But prove me. Okay, so what is the deal with JoJo Siwa here? Because we're going to talk about that today. Okay. And Amanda and Blake are gushing over this. I'm like, what's the big deal? Please fill me in because I have no idea. But I do that she's dressed like Gene Simmons. But see, that's the furthest I know of JoJo. I mean, I've heard of her, but not like y'all.
Well, I don't know how we're gonna figure out how to get this going, because you know she's got to start early on, right?
Yeah.
I've heard she has some major
controversies
way back in the day, you know. But then again, I really don't know, so please fill me in.
See, I would argue that some of her controversies were not really hers. They were like the shows that she was on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, because she got her start as a dancer, really.
Yeah. Sure.
Not a musician. Right. And she's, I've heard her say several times that she's a performer. Like, she's not a singer, she's not a dancer, she's
one
a performer.
And
she was a big YouTuber one time, right? At one point, okay.
Yeah, there's been some YouTube stuff. I think, as far as, the first time I remember hearing the name JoJo Siwa, I was at a birthday party for a friend's daughter who was... That was the theme of the birthday party, was JoJo Siwa. So this was probably 2018, 2019, something like that.
Neon colors, kind of big bows.
Right, exactly. Boomerang was the big song. I'm a comeback like a boomerang. That was they played it over and over and over again. And I remember just sitting there with my little red solo cup and my very thin slice of Little Caesar's pizza at this birthday party for this child that I don't really know who it was. But I was just there.
Little Caesars.
And I am listening. Yeah, Little Caesars. There you go.
There you go.
And I just remembered a song I don't know what you say. I'm going to come back like a boomerang. And so I just kept saying that for the rest of the day. And I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to come back like a boomerang. And I made a big joke about it. And then but the whole birthday party was rainbows, neon colors. They had a little stage set up for all the little girls to dance, and they had a dance party and they were singing the songs. They had microphones and everything. So, but I was I have no idea who this person is. I'm sorry. I'm completely out of the loop. My niece, was past the point of being into JoJo Siwa. But my goddaughter was very into JoJo Siwa, and I just didn't realize it until that birthday party. And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. So.
Yeah. I guess my daughter was a little bit into her, but mostly just the big bows and
right. The bows were a big thing. Yeah.
But I remember her more from the Dance Moms, and the drama,
yeah.
like the cattiness that was that. And that was,
yeah,
you know, that show was not really designed for kids. I'm sure kids watched it, but that was for grownups.
Sure.
And I have opinions about that. I've watched a few episodes. It was not like not my jam.
Sure.
But like, I have opinions about like when you do that to your child. And I did say do that. Like it is, I have lots of opinions, yeah, feelings about, what's the word I want to use here?
Momagers.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say exploiting your child, but yeah.
Exploiting your child, 100%. That's exactly what was going on. Uh-huh. Yep.
And and that being said, like I do, you know, child stars are a thing, right? Child actors.
Yeah.
All of that, yes. And I'm here for that. If that is what your child wants to do. And JoJo, maybe, you know, like she said, she's a performer. And so she may have been all in for this.
Right.
But I don't know. Child stars give me the ick sometimes. And for whatever reason, like this.
Sure.
This latest transformation with JoJo has given me a weird vibe.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to watch. And we'll get into it and we'll kind of see why. And we're going to fill James in because he's completely out of the loop about what's going on with JoJo Siwa. And like, he doesn't know about like any of the TikToks, which is where I've gotten a lot of my information from. Because it's a very hot topic on TikTok right now. It's kind of it's so funny. Me and Allie were talking the other day about like TikTok trends and like since I have joined TikTok and since Allie got on TikTok, we'll find all these videos and our algorithms are like pretty much the same. Because we find the same things funny. We like a lot of the same music, stuff like that. So, you know, it kind of came up. It's like, have you seen like all this JoJo Siwa stuff? Like her like new song and her reinventing herself as like this bad girl image. And I was like, yeah, I've been seeing some stuff. I don't really know what's going on to it. And then you go down a rabbit hole. And then we just like, it's all we talk about. We did the same thing with like the submarine last year that like imploded and like all the memes that came from out of a terrible situation. Absolutely gut-wrenching, awful. The death of 5 people who went to the depths of the ocean to see the Titanic and they all died. But there was many a meme that came from it and like so many TikToks. And we were just like, now we're here with JoJo Siwa, and there's some parts of it that are really funny. And then there's some parts where you stand back and you're like, this is just really sad. At the end of the day, a lot of this is just really, really sad. So,
yeah. So let's get into it a little more.
Let's dive into it. Let's fill James in. All right, James, you ready?
Ready.
Ready, Freddy. I got some videos for you to play too, and he's got queued up. So we're going to do some comparisons a little bit later too to kind of get you guys an idea. If you're also kind of out of the loop on who this JoJo Siwa character is. But yeah, let's get into it. So Joelle Joni JoJo Siwa. Siwa is her actual last name. It's not a stage name. It's her actual last name.
Siwa.
Was born May 19th, 2003. American singer, dancer, actress, and internet personality. From 2015 to 2016, she appeared as a dancer on 2 seasons of the reality television show Dance Moms alongside her mother, Jessalyn Siwa. In 2017, Siwa signed to Nickelodeon. Oh boy, we're gonna talk about some Nickelodeon stuff later too. I don't know if you guys have seen like the Quiet on Set documentary. Yeah. A lot of troublesome things happening with Nickelodeon.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it yet. But I'm fully aware of what. Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot. So anyway, yeah, signed to Nickelodeon, acted in various shows and films. Under Nickelodeon, she released several children's songs and her own film, The J Team. Her music video to her song about bullying, Boomerang. That was my song. I was talking about. Has been viewed nearly 1 billion times. She was included in Time's annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world in 2020. And oh my, how times have changed even since then. Anyway. In 2024, she launched her adult music career with the single Karma. And its music video, which kind of brings us to a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today. And kind of like where we're going to try to pin down, like maybe what's going on with JoJo Siwa. Cause that is ultimately everybody's question is like, just what is happening with JoJo Siwa? Because it's like she's gone off the deep end. And we're gonna try to tie that down. But yes, she was a child star, and got really popular on a TV show, very popular with the young girl demographic was her thing, right? Like big bows, she sold the crap out of some bows. Every little girl you saw within a 5 mile radius had a giant bow on top of their head.
And lots of like neon colors and pink and
yeah. A lot of color.
Yes, a lot of color. It's interesting that she had a lot of color, and now
a lot of color. Very, very colorful. Okay, so now let's dive into her career a little bit. So Siwa started her career as a top five finalist, and the youngest contestant on the second season of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, produced by Abby Lee Miller of Dance Moms fame. She appeared on the show with her mother and was eliminated in week 9. Siwa soon began to appear on Dance Moms, beginning with auditioning for Miller's ALDC dance competition team in 2014, being selected for the team in early 2015. In May of 2016, Siwa released her songs Boomerang and I Can Make You Dance. Boomerang addresses the subject of online bullying. So that's good. Its video has been viewed more than 950 million times and received over 5 million likes in 2018. Siwa was named the Breakout Artist of the Year by Vivid Seat. And again, reading all these like accomplishments that she's had, where she's winning like awards and things like that, and being named all these different things, like she's winning Most Influential Person, whatever, and advocacy for bullying and things like that. It is like, it's great. And you're like, okay, cool. Like, especially back then, it was like, oh, I mean, all right, cool. Like, hopefully she doesn't fall down the same, into the same like trend that like a lot of young, child stars, especially ones who like grow up with like a squeaky clean, like made for children type of image. And then they hit like a certain point in their life where they're like, I want to break away from that. And I'm just going to show the world how bad I am. And then what happened, but exactly that. And it's not always done poorly. There's some people who actually very successfully can pull that off where they make the switch. I think Miley Cyrus did it okay. Olivia Rodrigo did a great job at that. It just didn't catch everybody off guard. Taylor Swift did a great job with that. I think with the Reputation album, she really like solidified that, and she was like, I can do it well. Britney Spears, I think, did it well. Miley Cyrus even did it well. Even there was a little bit of a period there where people were like, all right, what's happening with Miley Cyrus? But ultimately, I think she made that switch from like Disney Channel pop sensation made for young girls, and then was like, you know what? I'm actually like a very talented musician. I'm a very talented vocalist, songwriter, and I'm going to prove myself in my adult years and show you that I am more than just Hannah Montana. JoJo Siwa is struggling.
Yes. And I have thoughts and feelings about all of that.
Okay.
But I mean, well, I just think that I don't know how to, sometimes I think like Olivia Rodrigo, I'm going to use her as an example.
Yeah.
Her switch for me, like in my experience, was pretty seamless.
Yeah.
Like she left, you know, that child stuff behind, and then she released this album.
Right.
And that, you know, I was not sure what I was expecting from that, but it came out and I was like, this is authentic. Like I felt like it was her. You watched her sing, you watched her, you know, the videos, and it didn't feel like she was a whole different person.
Yeah.
And I would argue the same for even like for Miley Cyrus. Like, I mean, yeah, Hannah Montana, right? Two people, right? She was Miley and Hannah and all that. But when she like left that character, if you will, behind, like it still felt, like there were a few like bumps along the road, but it still felt like her.
Sure.
This, I don't know if it feels like like it feels like one side of JoJo was completely inauthentic.
That is
how it feels to me.
That's the best way to describe it. Exactly. It's almost like we talk about plants a lot, like with like industry plants or whatever. And JoJo Siwa very well could be an industry plant, like made for, again, like Nickelodeon child star, made for children, made to entertain children. Your demographic is young girls. That is what your whole, that's what your music is dedicated towards. Your product line, every type of toy that you have your face on, it's all for young girls, right? But eventually you're going to grow up and then you are not the main focus of those young girls, and you are trying to reinvent yourself as this adult artist. But it's almost like it was like so extreme. I mean, look at how extreme JoJo Siwa was as a child star. The brightest colors, the ponytail, the bows, the eccentric dancing, everything you can say about her during that time was like cranked up to like 1,000%, right? And then out of nowhere, it's like, I'm a bad girl now. But it like didn't work because you're like, hold up. You were literally like just a few years ago talking about how you're going to come back like a boomerang. Is this what your idea of a boomerang is? Because it ain't working. I'm sorry. It just didn't land for whatever reason. And I think that's a good way to put it. It just doesn't feel authentic. It feels like it was almost constructed.
Yes. And I maybe it was, you know, like maybe it's so big and like it feels that inauthentic because like it was intentionally that way, because now here we are talking about her, and so everyone else is talking about her, right? And so she's getting all of that publicity.
That's
the word I'll use.
Yeah, it's one way to put it.
A nicer one, right? Nicer word.
Yeah,
nicer word.
I'm trying to be.
trying to keep it PG. She was included on Time's annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world in September of 2020, and on Fast Company's Queer 50 list in 2021, which I for some reason don't have more. We'll talk about it more, but around this time too, she also came out in
January of 2021. She was 17, almost 18.
Right. And then comes out, and then like that, I remember that was a big deal too, because a lot of people were like, oh my God, this child star, you know, whatever. And that's a whole nother like thing that people can do. That wasn't that big of a deal to me. I was kind of like, okay, like, sure.
Yeah. And makes sense. I would argue for me, I was like, awesome. Like I'm right. Excited that she like shared who she is.
Right.
And that, you know, people can see what it means to be not straight, wherever she lands on that.
Yeah.
But
well, let's jump around a little bit then, because I'm going to jump down a little bit and kind of talk about that a little more. Then we'll go back to kind of like more present day stuff. So Siwa was in a relationship with TikTok star Mark Bontempo, which I'm not sure who that is, from August to November of 2020. Siwa came out as being part of the LGBTQ+ community on social media in January 2021, as Amanda said. When a fan then asked her what her label was, Siwa added that she does not label her sexuality. I think that's just a cop out whenever you like don't know how to respond to someone's answer. Well, I don't put labels on things. Anyway, as she quote, doesn't really know this answer. There you go. You could have just said, I don't really know. Right. Yeah. Like you don't know. You have no idea.
She's 17.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, she later stated, quote, technically, I would say that I am pansexual because that's how I have always been my whole life. It's just like my human is my human. Very common phrase with a lot of pansexuals is I'm just attracted to this human, whether they be male, female, whatever. There's no that being the pansexual way. So In the same interview, Siwa mentioned that she also uses the terms gay and queer. She has since confirmed that she is not attracted to men. So then that would kind of rule out the pansexual thing.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong about all that, but like that's what it sounds like to me. So,
and would that rule out bisexual too? Because I mean,
it would.
I mean, because if she says, and that's a whole other story that because we could, if she's like,
not attracted to men, you know, I mean,
that's a rabbit hole, right? And, exactly.
Okay. All right.
But it's just, it's important to talk about that because adds to like, you kind of have to like, we're trying to make sense of how JoJo Siwa thinks. And I think a lot of what she does is, again, I think she may be a plant. During this time too, it was also very popular for a lot of celebrities to come out with in different ways. And so I think that may have just been a trend. Like, I'm a hop on the trend of like coming out of the closet. I'm going to tell people I'm this, this, and this.
Oh, okay.
But then like people actually in the community are reaching out to you and like, okay, well, what about this? And she's like, I don't know.
Again, she was 17. Like, I am just going to I'm going to keep was 17.
Yeah. Stress the point. And she is young. Yeah.
I think that that's important to note that like all of this is happening and she is still not even legally allowed to vote.
She is a child. She's still a child.
Like, she is a child. I mean, I think she's still a child.
Yeah.
She's not even 21 yet. She'll be 21 in a few weeks. Yep. But
right.
I mean, she's a child during all of this.
Exactly.
And coming out at the age of 17, no matter who you are, whether you are a, you know, household name or you are just, you know, just whatever, not, there's no just anything like, but if you're, you know, the kid that lives down the street or is in the, you know, coming out at 17 is a lot like that, especially you don't know what kind of backlash you're going to get from different people.
Right.
People have their opinions. I have my opinions.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot to like, it's brave to do that.
Sure. Yep.
And she got some blowback from it from all different sides.
Mm. It was from a lot of different sides. It almost feels like, her coming out, not only did it like kind of like displease a lot of parents, who maybe like didn't like have the same morals or didn't believe the same things. And kind of like, oh my God, like, you know, this child star, this, idol, for my young daughter, now coming out of the closet, like, what do I do as a parent? You know, it's like, well, you don't really have to do anything. You just, you know, let your kid enjoy her music. If she still enjoys her music, so what? And then she was also getting blowback like from the LGBTQ plus community because they're kind of like, I don't think you know what you're talking about. So it was kind of like from different angles. And again, let that play into like everything that's currently going on with her. Like, and again, like Amanda said, she's 17 years young whenever all this is going on. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But anyway, so on April 4th of 2022, she was announced as a judge for the 17th season of So You Think You Can Dance, along with Matthew Morrison and Stephen Witch Boss. On January 26, 2024, she was announced to be returning as a judge for the 18th season, replacing Nigel Lithgow. My notes.
Lithgow.
My screen's really. Lithgow. There Lithgow. We go. Lithgow. That guy. I know him. Hey, I know him. Who had earlier announced his withdrawal from the upcoming season. Okay, you ready, James?
Sure.
This is where it's going to get fun.
It gets wild here.
This is where it gets wild.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, we had a little bit of an emergency. I had a little bit of an emergency last week, and I had to like storm out of here in the middle of recording this very enticing and entertaining episode on JoJo Siwa that we have started. So we're going to finish it now. But here's the thing, y'all. We jumped around in our notes a little bit because that was my fault again. And
I don't think that might have been my fault.
No, it's my fault because I was like, oh, let's go ahead and talk about this while we got it here. But so that is my fault. I will take that. So we jumped around in the notes a little bit. So if you hear us repeat something, just bear with us. Please don't shun us.
No, it's really
us.
Important because we said it twice.
Yeah.
Because we said it twice and you had to hear it. Please don't go to Apple iTunes and podcasts and leave us negative reviews and all the things.
No, don't do that. So,
go, yeah, just so, humans.
Yeah, go to Apple.
And if you don't, I'll hunt you down.
Go to Apple Tunes and do it because there's no such thing as Apple Tunes, right?
Yeah.
iTunes and Apple Music, right. So yeah, Apple Tunes works.
Okay, Apple Tunes. Go to Apple Tunes and give us a rating, you jerks. All right, so we're back. We're going to finish up our episode on JoJo Siwa here. And right before I had to leave in such a hurry, we were about to get to like the most recent updates that we have with JoJo Siwa, and that includes the release of her new single. But of course, it wasn't just as easy as her putting out a new single. There was a lot of drama that followed that. So here we go. As of recently as this month, on April 5th of 2024, she released her official debut single as an adult artist, Karma, which received mostly negative reviews. Sorry, it did get mostly negative reviews. In an interview at the iHeartRadio Awards, she claimed that she had been waiting to rebrand for a few years and wanted to achieve that what Miley Cyrus did with her Bangers era. The issue, mind y'all, is that we're gonna jump around a little bit again. In February, never mind. I'm jumping around way too much. Okay, so basically the big controversy is people found out pretty quickly that this new song, Karma, was not actually a song that she wrote. Now, let's take this with a grain of salt. A lot of the popular music that you know and love was not written by the person that is performing it. That, in fact, 9 times out of 10, they didn't write it. They have a group of people who actually get together, come up with these songs. You know, basically like someone will write a song and it's like thrown into a pot for a million different artists to kind of pick and choose from. Right.
Yeah.
They kind of shop it around, try to find the right person.
Exactly. And that's what happened here, but it happened like 12 years ago. that's the thing. So originally this song was written and was pitched to Miley Cyrus, which would have been right around the time that Miley Cyrus was having her big like transition from being a teen pop star to an adult pop star.
Was this during her Bangers era?
I think so. Did Bangers come out? Let's look. Let's take a look here. So, Miley Cyrus, Bangers, the fourth studio album, released September 30th, 2013. So this is around that time. So,
yeah. Okay.
And Bangers is the one with like Wrecking Ball, right?
Yes. Well,
Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Great song, by the way. Oh, yeah. I like this era. I love this song, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, great song. It was, and she did it. And like we kind of mentioned before, she did it well. Like she did the whole like, I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm not this little girl. quit viewing me as Hannah Montana. I am a adult, and here is my life and career as an adult artist, like it or not. So the song was pitched to her. Miley Cyrus passed on it. You know, not a big fan. So what happens is it ends up going to an artist by the name of Britt Smith, who then actually released it, like actually went through, recorded it, made a music video for it and everything, and released the song. But it wasn't a hit. Like, it wasn't like no one really remembers it, right? Until JoJo Siwa comes out hers, and they're like, wait a second, hold up. She's talking about this new song. She's reinventing herself. She's making it sound like she wrote the song, all these things. And that's what I don't understand about where JoJo Siwa is coming from. It's like, we live in a day and age where you can figure stuff out on the internet pretty darn quick.
Have you met me?
Right, exactly. Like, Amanda can find stuff on the internet super quick. My wife can do the same thing. Allie is really, she's a good, like, Facebook sleuth. She can find out everything you need to know about somebody within like 10 minutes of you giving her their name. It's amazing.
Just
the
name?
What did the internet do?
Jesus.
Just like what?
Just the name. That's all you need to give her?
Just the name. Just give her the name, and she's like, I'll find it. Everything I can about it.
It does help if you know where they were born or a city that they lived in or a school they went to or their parents' name or sibling name. Like, if you get one additional bit of information.
That's all she needs, right?
Makes it a little easier.
It's even better. Exactly. Yeah. So the internet figured out pretty quick. Britt Smith is the one that actually, like, released this song. And again, she didn't write it.
No.
It was written for Miley Cyrus. That was who was in mind to sing it whenever this song was written by whoever. Doesn't matter. But Britt Smith actually, like, took the song. She released the song, got a music video to go along with it. And James, you've got those pulled up. So I think it's like around the minute mark. Let's listen to JoJo Siwa's version, and then let's compare it to the Britt Smith version. And let's just hear how similar they are.
Okay, here
and
is.
And honestly, it's,
oh, but yeah.
That, okay, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay, so here that's is. The, yeah, this is the Britt Smith version, so here we go.
Okay, let's take a look. Timberland.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Timberland.
Let go a little bit. Let's get to the chorus. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Big promotional for the beats by Dre, right? That was a big thing like 10 years ago.
Heck yeah.
I liked it.
All right. Yeah, honestly, it's not a bad song. Not a bad song, right? But like wasn't a hit at all. And, you know, Timbaland's on the track. He's in the music video. You know, it may have been written by him. I don't know. Doesn't care. So Britt Smith releases that, but it's not big, whatever. So So JoJo Siwa comes out with her version, and why don't we take a listen to that? And pull that up, and we'll compare the two, because I don't know, y'all. You know, someone can take it, as we've learned on Cover Wars. You can take a song and you can make it your own, even if it's a cover. So, maybe it's better. Let's take a listen and see.
All right, here we go. Siwa's.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it sounds like the exact
I mean,
same.
I'm no musical expert here, but.
But what?
I'm not a musical expert.
You're not a
musical
expert.
Saying.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it is pretty much line by line, same song. The exception is the chorus is a little bit different, right? I would have Britt Smith, I would have never messed around.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kept it PG. I mean, they do say karma's a bitch.
Right.
You know, but I would have never messed around. In JoJo Siwa's version, I guess as more of a way to like, I'm going to prove to everybody that I'm an adult artist. I'm going to say I would have never effed around.
Oh.
But she says effed instead of like saying the F word. She just says effed. Where I'm like, why don't you just go ahead and say it? You're going to imply it. You might as well just say it.
That's still PG, JoJo.
Maybe that's it. That it's like the PG, you know, she's still.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it's not. And I would argue, too, that the 10 years difference makes cursing more acceptable or more, you know, like in the norm.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But still, like, it's a word and messed and effed. Like, there's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just an odd choice to me. Yeah. I don't know. Like, when I heard it and I heard the original, I was like, wait a second. So, like, from the get-go, it's been messed, but they made the conscious effort to say, okay, we're going to say effed around instead of messed around, but we're not going to say the F word. We're actually going to say, spelled out E-F-F-E-D. That is a strange decision to me.
Hmm. Yeah, that is kind of weird.
It just kind of irks me. Like, I would rather you just go ahead and say it. And then the radio edit would just, you know, cut it out altogether.
Then the radio edit could have been effed or...
Right.
Right, but the radio edit could have been effed.
Or Walmart's version.
Instead of the full...
Walmart's version just bleeped that out totally. I mean, I don't know if you remember those Walmart versions, but they totally bleeped out, you know, the cuss words.
Oh, yeah.
All together.
I remember that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So now JoJo Siwa has got this new single out, right? And people are starting to rip her apart on TikTok. And normally I am not a fan of watching people tear celebrities down, especially young celebrities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, a couple years ago, we did a episode on Britney Spears.
Yes.
We talked about everything that Britney Spears went through. And how traumatic it was for her, and the whole situation is just terrible. And we were like, "My God, like, when did it become cool to make fun?
To be terrible,
right?
Yeah.
Of celebrities for mental conditions that they have, or they're put in impossible, terrible situations."
But see, I think that's the difference for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is I don't know that, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the feeling that like. JoJo Siwa is having like a actual like mental breakdown, like her mental health, like a mental illness is not being treated. I don't know that.
Yeah,
I don't. Mm-hmm. However, we do know that that was what was happening with Britney.
Mm.
Right. That's the difference.
And
that's
so
the difference
perhaps,
for me. Exactly.
And perhaps we will find things out in the future, you know, at later dates.
Right.
That there was something else going there, but I don't know. I have other thoughts and opinions that are just my personal opinions and have nothing, like, I don't have proof. I just have thoughts.
I think the difference, like you said, we don't have any kind of proof that there's anything mentally going on with JoJo Siwa other than the fact that she is just young and she is overly confident. And I will make fun of somebody who thinks that they are. Like
better.
when they think that they're better than everyone else.
Yeah.
And when you're not, I will make fun of that all day long. I think it's hilarious, which is why I have spent the past several weeks scrolling through TikTok, watching all these videos of people doing things like making fun of JoJo Siwa's like transition into a adult artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is funny to watch because she, if she was genuine and if she like just tried a little bit harder to be herself,
yeah,
then it would be different. Like, your art is your art, and I will respect your art. The thing is, your art is not your art because it's not yours. And it is like, it is someone else's. You're trying to take the credit for it.
From 12 years ago. Well,
yes.
And I think another piece for me that, like, as part of my issue with JoJo's is versus Brittany is I feel like Brittany mostly harmed herself.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. Like, she was like, she wasn't out there like tearing a bunch of other people down. Like, she shaved her own head, right? Like, she didn't make someone dance while they were bleeding after surgery, you know, like,
right.
And so I think that's a difference for me too, is that, like you said, is that I'm so important. You have to, like, bow to me and do whatever I say. And that's not cool.
Yeah. Well, I want you to play one more video, James. Actually, I got two more videos I want you to play because, like, James is still not totally aware of, like, this whole situation.
No.
But I want you to play that video of her getting interviewed at some kind of, like, red carpet event, because that is what people have been making, other than the actual, like, song. They've been making fun of this interview. This is funny. Where she's
You're talking about the one. You're talking about
this is where she's.
You talk about the one where she looks like Gene Simmons here?
Where she's dressed like Gene Simmons, right, because this is when she was debuting her new look. And just take a listen to the, it's very short. It's just, it's like a reel or whatever, like a TikTok. So,
dream guest on my podcast. Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh,
dream guest on one of my podcasts.
Dream guest on my podcast.
Yeah.
So again, like, cringy, right?
Very.
Like, we're like, I'm like, oh God, I'm dying. I'm dying on the inside. I'm cringing. Because, like, that is not spicing things up to me. Like, I'll be honest with you, JoJo, I don't give a crap about your exes. Really don't give a crap about you and where you're at currently with your music. I really don't give a crap about any of your exes. I couldn't even name you any of your exes. In fact, we've already mentioned a couple of your exes in this episode, and I've already forgotten about them because it doesn't matter.
I'd have to go look.
I totally forgot what you said.
I don't care. Yeah. Right, exactly. Your life is not interesting enough to me that I would hear that and think, oh, my, she said one of her exes. Oh my God. Like, I don't care. Although,
I might find it interesting only. God, this, I'm turning into this person that I like, because I think it would be a train wreck. And, like, I would want them to call her out. But, like, that's why I want.
Yeah.
Like, but it's okay. It's not that I want to see her crash and burn, but it's like, if she's going to call those things out, like, there's repercussions to your actions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that's part of it for me.
So that right there turned into a TikTok sensation. Everybody was dressing like her. Everybody was, like, recreating this TikTok, and it's been funny to watch. But another one of the things that a lot of people have been poking fun at her at, not only was the Karma song just, like, number one, like, a complete ripoff and stolen from an artist from 12 years ago that you never mentioned at all, and you were hoping the internet would never find out about. Apparently there's another song on her new album that is the same exact deal. I couldn't remember the name of it, and I didn't have time to look and everything, but apparently there's another one too. But James, pull up the video of her dancing, because the dance for this music video and this song is okay. I'm gonna let you watch it, and then we're gonna talk about it.
Okay.
And just, it's easy to point out which one is JoJo Siwa, because she's whipping her head around, and her, like, ponytail looks like a helicopter. So the one that looks like she's about to throw her neck out, that's JoJo Siwa.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so here we go. Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. All right,
let's take a look.
Is there more? Is there more or no?
No, that's it.
Okay.
All right, so play that again. I want you to play it again, and I want you to look at the other people that are dancing.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, watch everybody else.
Get some help.
Okay, okay, they're like editing the scene, sorry. Yeah, yeah. But like, look at everyone else dancing to it.
Salute to have yeah. a true
cool.
Okay, so,
all
right,
so here it is.
Right.
Well, so why is she dancing a lot harder than they are? I mean, it's
exactly.
It's weird.
The dance itself is not bad.
Right.
It is just it's her not. That makes it cringy. Right.
And what's interesting is on TikTok, because I went down the same rabbit hole, I think, that James or that Blake went down, maybe a little different side of it, but
sure.
There were other like dancers that did the choreography that mm-hmm. that was there, and it was really spectacular, but it looked right. so different from the way that she did it. And it was interesting, like that it was like, oh, the choreography isn't bad. Like right. it's her. And I'm not a dancer. I don't know. I just know what I like to watch.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's. But there's a lot that, you know, there's a lot about yeah. her that's just.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's wild
there.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think to kind of sum it all up, we can go ahead and wrap up here because there's a lot more that goes on with her. Like, we didn't get into all of the controversies, but like, do yeah. you remember the card game that she had? It was kind of like. I watched a YouTube video on it, Sloan on YouTube. I don't know if you guys have ever seen any of his videos, but he covers like celebrity gossip and all that stuff. I love celebrity gossip. I'm here for it. I think
me too. I'm here for it. Yeah.
I want the tea. Give me all the tea. I love it. But Sloan does a great job, and he was covering this like JoJo Siwa saga. And he talked about some of the controversies surrounding her. It's like there's the pop group with her like being like verbally abusive to like young girls, like while they're performing all that, like in their headsets, like you suck, all that. Go down that rabbit hole if you would like. Some of it's really upsetting. But there's one that's like really weird to me, and it's the card game that she had that was kind of like Cards Against Humanity, but it was like for kids, right? So, but it would have questions like, has anyone ever walked in on you in the bathroom? Or stuff like that. Like this is a kid's game. And it's like very, and it's more than just like one question in there. Just kind of like, that's weird. There were like 10 questions that were very inappropriate for a kid's game. And now with everything that we know, because Nickelodeon kind of like bought JoJo Siwa, right? That was their product. Hannah Montana was Disney's thing. They were trying to recreate that. Nickelodeon was trying to have their own thing like that with JoJo Siwa. So Nickelodeon and everything we know about Nickelodeon now, thanks to the Quiet on Set documentary and all the abuse yeah. and everything that's been going on with Nickelodeon for decades, it is just, it's so gross to think about that. Like, how does stuff like this slip through the cracks? And JoJo Siwa made an announcement shortly after all that. This was like 2021. I had no say in any of that. I am so sorry. I would never want to. And I believe her. I totally believe that. But I'm like, how did we let it slip through the cracks? People had to sign off on this and say, yep, this is fine. This is totally fine. Like, what are we doing?
And I feel like in those situations, multiple people had to sign off on yes. those things.
Yeah.
Agree.
Like, this was not agreed. Just like one random person, like an intern right. that was like, oh, yep, that looks good.
Right.
No, it's, exactly. it's there's other stuff there. And
right.
And, you know, I think, and not to get like, too much into it, but you know, I think her the mom, the manager,
yeah,
like, and momager. How like that the momager yeah. and all of that, I think that plays a role in sure. in some of this. And I think I don't remember if I just mentioned it to y'all or if I mentioned it while we were recording, but for those of you out there that don't know, if you are under the age of 18, 15% of your earnings are required to go into something called a Kogan account. Mm-hmm. And that is to ensure that like you have money when you are, you know, an adult for what yeah. the work that you did. Cause it was so often that kids didn't get anything, you know, once yeah. they turned 18, their parents had everything.
Right.
So now 15% doesn't sound like all that much, but then you've got to remember, right, that we're talking like there's managers and publicists and, like all of those people that are taking some of the money.
Yeah.
But what was wild to me is that when she turned 18, she says that she gave half of that to her parents because she didn't want them to like have a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe she bought them a house and some other things. And great if that's what you want to do, but also like as a parent, I would be like, no, that is your money. Like you have like you've already like supported this family while all of this was going on, like while you were doing your thing and I had you know, to take time off from work and but this is a whole other, I don't know, it's just it's a weird
It's weird. Is.
So that's
very weird.
I don't know, have other words for it. It's just weird.
Well, it's just it's almost really, I mean, it's sad to watch too, right? Because like, I mean, as we mentioned before, if like, if we had cameras and like the internet was as big as it is now, back when we were 20, 21, you know, like I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that like we did that like if it was public knowledge and it was displayed for the world, especially if we were a celebrity and literally anyone had access to it,
right?
We would be mortified. I know I would. Like, oh my God, I'm so glad that wasn't. You know.
Yes, I'm so grateful that social media was like digital media. Period was not a thing.
Yes, right.
When I was in college,
and it was in its infancy whenever I was like when I was 20, 21 years old, you know, like MySpace had been around, but like you couldn't like do a whole lot on MySpace. Like Facebook was around, but you couldn't do a whole lot on Facebook. So it was just I'd be absolutely mortified if all of my stuff like that had been out in the open for people to see, and every embarrassing thing that I did was getting ripped apart on the internet. So in that sense, like I do feel bad in a way, but at the same time, if she wasn't such an overly confident person and there's no humility whatsoever with any of her art forms, whether it's her dancing or her singing or whatever, if there was any trace of humility, I would not harp on it so bad. But the fact that she thinks that she is the pioneer of, number one, she's like, I want to create something called gay pop. Like, dude, it's 2024. What do you mean gay pop? Gay pop has been around for decades. Like, have you not heard of Elton John, of Queen, of David Bowie, of whoever? The list could go
George
on.
Michael.
Gay pop.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there have been gay pop artists for years, and you're not some kind of pioneer just because you are in that community.
Right.
Like there are plenty of people who have done this before you. Please sit down. you are not that special. I promise you that. And then to claim the song as if it was her own, and then to get called out on for, I think it's hilarious. I think her dancing skills are way over the top. Like, you need to calm down a little bit. Right.
Yes.
Well, you know, no, so I'm okay with that. Yeah.
She was on a podcast that's the Call Her Daddy, I think is the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know who the
I think there's
the host
two
is.
I think there's two females. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in there she said something along the lines I put it in quotation marks. So
sure.
No such thing as stealing.
That's a lie. Okay.
That's what she like. That is, and it was in like I put it in quotes in my notes. So that means that like that is what she said.
I bet you
she have other notes that are.
I bet you she like there's no there. Random. I bet you she said there's no such thing as stealing, but borrowing is totally accepted here. I'm like, oh wait, is this,
right.
Technically, it's the same thing.
Like plagiarizing, like I don't have a problem. It's or sampling, even right? Like
sampling,
use something and give them credit,
right?
Yeah,
but
right.
That's the thing is like if you're not giving someone credit and you're not like acknowledging this other person's impact,
right?
Like that's theft. Like that's not cool,
right?
No,
exactly right. That's my thought process. You tried to take the credit for that song, and it was not yours to take credit for.
And if you had said, you know what, I heard the song, it was fantastic, and I wanted to record it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, is like that would have been the end of it. Nobody would have talked about it again.
Nope. Like, okay, cool. It's the fact that you tried to hide it. That is what makes me so mad. And I think that's why the internet was like, hold up. You need to sit down for a minute, because you're not as hot as you think you are. You're not as talented as you think you are. I think she is talented. I don't think she's the best singer, because God knows she's trying to post those TikToks of her singing Ariana Grande songs and stuff. And it's
I would love to, like, if we could just pause there for a minute, because I know that most of y'all know when I interview an artist, I often ask, like, what do you do to take care of your vocal health? Because like mental health, vocal health, if you're not taking care of your voice. And there was a very specific, like, TikTok, I think it was, that I saw, but she talked about how she had ruptured a vocal cord, and it is very clear. Like, you can go back and you can see where it was. I think it was an Olivia Rodrigo. She was trying to.
Yes, that's what it was.
And she went like to a really high pitch, out of her like comfort zone. And here's the thing is, like, she already has that raspy voice. So, like, embrace that. Like, again, this is like, don't try to be someone or something you're not. Like, be your own thing. But if you are straining to your voice like that, you're hurting yourself. Like, truly, I mean, she ruptured a vocal cord. And that is her, like, that's how she earns money.
Right.
You know, that's like, who was the, a football player, like, walked out onto the field funky and ruptured his Achilles tendon?
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, that's the kind of thing. I mean, it's the same type of thing. Like, you got to take care of yourself. And then there's this part of me that's like, what are you teaching kids, like young girls that are looking up to you, about being authentically yourself? Yeah. And that comes from a mom of teenagers. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want my kids to feel like they can't just be who they are.
Yeah.
You know, like my son with the most epic mullet ever.
It is very epic. It's great.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of the coolest. I mean, I know I'm his mom, and so I'm partial, but like, it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Impressive.
And then, like, my daughter, like, she, you know, like, her style is her own, and it's awesome. But if she tried to sing, like, I'm going to a choir banquet for her later tonight. And if she tried to sing like half these, you know, pop stars out there, she would not sound good, because that is not the way her voice is, like, created.
Yeah. Right.
And so I think that, like, to try to be someone you're not is, and especially as a, I would argue that even if she doesn't want to be, she's a role model.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because of where she started and all of that, but.
Yeah.
Well, I remember her. In those multicolored bows in her hair, and she does all the kids stuff.
Yeah.
And then that was years ago. And then I finally saw her dressed up like Gene Simmons. I'm like, what's going on here? This is not.
Well, I mean, and you know, the thing about like the bows and that tight ponytail, like, she caused herself to go like bald. Like, she created like bald patches from pulling her hair so tight.
Okay.
So again, like, don't cause yourself harm.
Right.
Trying to be someone that you think you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Absolutely. Is that our mental health minute for the day?
Well, it kind of is. It actually is. So I was going to talk about self-compassion. Oh, so this is something I talk to my clients about a lot, which is...
Okay.
So this is your mental health minute. We're going to talk. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We good to go?
We're good, yeah. I'll
come up with a jingle for the mental health minute. I'll work on that. Okay. I'll get back to you.
Okay, we need to come up with one for that. So mental health minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about self-compassion. So this is something I talk to my clients a lot about. So it's so easy for us to have compassion for others, right? Like, we see someone is struggling, and like, you notice that, and then you... like, feel compassion, like, you're suffering, and that is part of, like, being human. And then you understand and love on your friend or whoever, because, like, you know that it's not, there's nothing wrong with them. Like, they just, you know, whatever, something happened, they're feeling crappy. And so we respond to others, like, with that warmth and understanding and kindness and a desire to help. But we often don't do that for ourselves, because remember, like, our voice is the one that we hear the most often, right? Like, and so when you do something that you don't feel great about or something happens, you've got to like stop saying, like, I'm the worst. I'm inadequate. I made a mistake. Or like that whole like idea of, I'm just not going to feel this. I'm just going to ignore the pain or get, you know, caught up into all of that. So like one of the things that like I talk to my clients about is like the, yeah, this is really hard right now. And then sometimes like one step further, like, doesn't it make sense that this is hard right now based on whatever else is going on in your life? Mm-hmm. And so you're kind and understanding when you're like experiencing a failure, and we all have failures or like, you know, make mistakes. And you can't be perfect. So there is a like website that I give to everyone. It's super easy. It's self-compassion.org. Kristen Neff, she's here in Texas. She created this idea. She's got some really great resources on that website. And so I really would encourage you, like when you're feeling like you want to, you know, beat yourself up, like take a minute and say, mm-hmm. Nope, I can be compassionate towards myself, and that like I'm human, and of course I make mistakes, and things aren't always going to go the way I want them to, but like I'm okay, and this is just, you know, the reality, and yeah. That I am gonna be fine, and I'm gonna screw up, but I'm awesome because I'm a human and I'm unique. So yeah, but check out that website too. Really, it's something I share all the time because they're great. There's great resources and information. There's some like cool practices, like some like meditations and mindfulness techniques. And I think it's really important because quit beating yourself up. Like one of my best friends said this to me once when I was talking poorly about myself. She looked at me and she said, "Don't talk about my best friend that way."
Mm. Yeah.
And it's that same idea. Yeah. Like talk to yourself in the nicest ways you can. And it's hard. It takes practice. So yeah, like start practicing.
Yeah.
And give yourself that grace and compassion that you give others. Because I would argue that you might be more deserving of it than others for yourself. So
sure.
Nice.
Absolutely.
That's what I got.
I love that. What a great mental health minute. Actually, can we post a link to that in the show notes this episode? Yep. Is that possible?
I will send it to you, James, to make sure you've got that. Because it's really, it is easily, I would argue that it's the website that I give the most to people besides like links to Amazon books. Like if we take like links to all of Amazon books, like that's the one that I give most.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
it's just that. it's powerful. So
send it on over and I'll put that in the show.
I will.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use it for myself too. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
I need a little self love every now and then.
There you go.
Well, man, what a great episode. And what's so funny because we need a lot of self love for ourselves, but I think JoJo Siwa needs to like calm down a little bit.
She needs to calm down and sit down.
Yeah. A little humility.
Yeah. I mean, I have opinions, but like when you aren't told no when you're young, like I think you forget, you don't know that you don't get everything.
Right. True that. Yeah. True that. So, well, what a great way to wrap it up. Again, sorry everybody that this one took a little bit longer. Life happens. That's just the way.
So we are going to show some compassion towards Blake for taking care of the things that were the most important in that moment, which was not this. This is important to him, but his family is more.
Right. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Family comes before this, and that is why we had to hit pause. So
amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Anything else, guys?
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dream guest of my podcast. Okay, sorry. I had to get it in one more time. There it is. It's out of my system. I'm good to go now.
You know what?
Awesome.
Okay, want one of my exes on here. That's for sure. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't want. Laugh, okay.
No, we don't want.
Sorry. You said that, and it reminded me. Last thing is at our lake house, we have the back porch that I like to call the veranda because it makes me feel fancy. It's not really, but I like to pretend. So veranda. Michael said he's going to get a sign that says live, laugh, love on Amanda's veranda.
There you go.
Ah, love it.
And I was like, don't you dare. But I'm just waiting for like the next time I go for him to have like painted it on the wall or something. So hopefully there's not that. Yeah. But yes, live. But that would be better. Live, laugh, Limp Bizkit.
I want it on a shirt really bad. I love it.
Yeah, we need a shirt like that.
I want it on a shirt really bad. I keep asking my sister-in-law to get it for me.
It'd be amazing.
Hell, I can make it.
There needs to be more of those kinds of things.
I can make the shirt, you know.
I love it. Thank you, Etsy.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, well, let's make our own. Let's put it on the website. Live, laugh.
Shirt. Yeah.
Live, laugh. Limp Bizkit. What did you say?
Limp Bizkit.
No, the one for the veranda.
Oh, Amanda's veranda. A
live,
veranda.
Laugh, love on Amanda's veranda?
Yes.
That's it. Look, would you put that on a shirt?
But could we do a, like, live, laugh, Limp Bizkit and do a, like, mashup of Blake Mosley and
Jeff? Get on
Fred
it.
Durst? Okay. All right.
Yes, I was like, Fred, what is his last name? I was going to mess it up.
Fred
but
Durst,
Fred Durst.
Because you all wear the hats the same way, right?
I mean, if I had a red one, I would wear it all the time. I do wear my hats backwards a lot of times. So, Jeff, if you're listening, we know you are.
We need a Limp Bizkit more. No, Blake.
I need you to. I need an AI created image of me as Fred Durst. We'll put it on a shirt. Live, laugh, with Limp Bizkit.
There you go.
Perfection.
Awesome.
Yes. And with that, thank you for listening to the show today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating, a review on Apple Podcasts or any other place you can.
Yeah, that's right. And if you'd like to follow the show on social media, we're on Facebook, we're on X, we're on Instagram, we're on the TikTok. And when you're done searching for all the JoJo Siwa videos that we talked about today and you're laughing your butt off, you're reposting, you're liking, you're sharing, you need to just give us a follow. And then where you can also like, reshare, leave us comments, let us know what you want to see more of on any of those things. We'd appreciate it. Just search for When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, do the dang thing.
That'll work. Or would you like to be interviewed on the show? If you're a musician, please reach out to us at james@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com, blake@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com, or Amanda Dolin, that's D-O-L-I-N. I love doing that. I don't know why. Your name is awesome.
D-O-L-I-N.
@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com, or you can message us on any of the social sites mentioned before.
And please subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch interviews, music video reactions, vinyl showcases, and more. You can find that on youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. Be sure to turn on the notification bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded. And if you are currently watching this on YouTube, we need a sound effect for this.
I didn't get that.
Belly flop.
Belly
flop on that like button.
Yeah. All the people are screaming. Running.
Well, I don't think they're
crying.
Screaming. Yeah. You know. So I don't know. Okay. So for all you do links to find out more about us or to buy some of our merchandise, including you can buy a t-shirt of Blake Lennon, you need to buy that shirt. So go over to WhenWordsFailMusicSpeaks.com, click on the shop tab, it's all right there for you. So yes.
Yeah. And soon to come, Blake Durst.
Like there's yes.
You keep an eye out for it. That's right.
That's right.
Or is it Fred Mosley?
Or Fred Mosley.
I like that better.
I like Fred Mosley better than Blake Durst.
Right.
Fred Mosley. Okay. I like that. Okay. It's okay. It all works. It's interchangeable, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all fun.
If you don't mind, check out my other podcast. It's called South Carolina Spook Show. I'm doing a lot of stuff over there. Just did my first interview. Which I've been trying to do for months, and I want to do more of those, interviewing people to talk about their own personal ghost stories and paranormal experiences. I sat down with my brother-in-law, Brian, who I used to do the Not Religious podcast with, and we talked about not only his haunted apartment that he lived in here in Sumter, but the time that he played with a Ouija board and brought a wacko doll to life. Dead serious.
Oh, my God.
He said he saw it happen. So, anyway...
Don't mess with Ouija boards, people.
No. Do not mess with Ouija boards. They're very scary. The story is truly terrifying. So if you want to go listen to that, check out some other stuff I've been doing. It's all about true crime, paranormal stuff from the state of South Carolina. Got stuff in the works for some new episodes coming up here soon. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Awesome. And then check me out at the Mental Society. You can check out the podcast or go to thementalsociety.com. There's a lot of resources there. I'm just kind of back getting back into things. Share some stuff about my personal adventure with ADHD. Got something coming out because I've had a pretty heavy couple weeks around loss. So sharing, you know, resources and information about all of that. And, you know, I'd love to have some more interviews like people like with their stories about like mental health, because that's like a thing. We need to talk about that more. So, yeah, check that out. I'd love for you to do that.
That's how you and I met. It's me being on your podcast. So, yes. So awesome. So go to those podcasts and subscribe and like and review all of them, especially this one and theirs too. But we want to thanks again to our sponsors for this episode, Bones Coffee and BetterHelp.com. Remember to use our discount code MusicSpeaks, all one word, at checkout for 10% off your order at BonesCoffee.com. And also remember to go to BetterHelp.com/MusicSpeaks to also get a 10% off your first month of therapy and get matched with a therapist that is perfect for you.
All right. So,
are we all done, y'all? We're going to
wrap it up. Man.
I think we're set.
Yeah, yeah. And JoJo Siwa, sit down, please. Jesus.
Sit down.
Sit down.
She's going to trap me down. She's going to, like, that is good. What I'm going to see her dancing and whipping her head around, like, during my sleep paralysis.
Right, yeah.
She's going to wake up. Prepared for it. So, it's okay.
So, until next time,
everybody. As long as you're prepared.
Right.
As long as I'm prepared. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So, until next time, everybody, thanks again, and always remember...
When words fail,
music speaks.
There you go. Bye, guys.
Never after round.